This recording, Scotland 27, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goosey's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goosey's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I grew up in a small town just outside of Glasgow called Airdrie, A-I-R-D-R-I-E. It's a very small town, not much to it. A lot of steelworks, which my father was a foreman in. My mother was a stay-at-home mother. I did a lot of football, also known here in America as soccer, and did a lot of after-school sports, which ballet included, and took that up. Got into school in Glasgow, where I spent 4 years in Glasgow. Again, Glasgow is a very, at the time, up-and-coming area. They were putting a lot of money into the main street there, Buchanan Street in particular. After I spent my 4 years at high school, at a performing arts high school, I got into the Royal Ballet School in London, where I spent 3 years, where I had to basically tone down my language, speak very slowly at first, which was strange because it's the English language, but our wouldnies and couldnies didn't really go down too well in London, so I learned to basically alter the way I was speaking, made a great group of friends, graduated when I was 19, moved to America with my older brother, Ross, Arizona, learned to speak a little bit of Spanish there, and again had to learn to slowly dilute my accent, speak very slowly, and I think it's kind of a little bit Americanized now, certain words.